been away for so long for the crime I committed, but it's going to be a bit hard. People might judge me from what I've done, so I'll have to face that.
Yeah.
And yeah, just the stigma of knowing that I've been in jail for so long, and I haven't been in jail for quite a while, stayed out of trouble and that, so yeah. But just that background of being in jail, that stigma was, oh, look at him, you know, he's got out, you know. That won't really bother me, but yeah, if they've got something to say, just come say it to me face. No good running around and talk behind my back.
When I got out, because I'm used to being in jail, in and out of jail all the time, but the big sentences are the hardest ones, because you've been away for so long, sometimes, like me, I wanted to go out Moona and just be away from people. I just shut myself off from society, but and then they come, you got responsibility not only to yourself, but to your kids and your community and to your, you know, your mother or grandmother, and you can't do that. So I go back in town, but you've got, you know, if you've got people that rely on you, you've got a thing over that, you've got to break that cycle.
Yeah.
Of drugs. Now I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do drugs. But I'm not going to tell another person not to. It's up to them to experience that or whatever they do. It's like there's two camps in the in the community at the moment, Koori Crips and Koori Bloods. But I don't know what thing I say. It's different out in the communities at the moment. The community I go back to now is dominated by rubbish, you know what I mean? So it's either move away
or... So will you go back to Moona or back into Denny, do you think?
I'm moving away from the whole situation. Because I'm in my 30s now, I'm not young no more. I've got to think more for my kids and for my, for myself now.
Cool.
So I've got to probably go to find a job and stuff like that or go back in a shearing shed, so just to go make some end meat or... I can go back on the corners selling dope.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just two things. Either I do what I'm good at shearing, or I'm doing the other thing that'll land me back into here.
Yeah.
And it's
good thinking, Joel.
With my brother, he's still caught up in that run around the city.
In the cycle,
yeah. I'm trying to break away, but it's a bit hard. So I may do a 3-month sentence now, but let's not say I could have been doing another... 90 months. My growing up was, when I was taught, it's all about your fists, you got to be hard and, you know, it's you got to show no fear. And now, what does that get you? Jail time. You know? I don't know, it's different.
Can only headbutt a wall so many times.
Yeah, you can only headbutt the wall so many times.
Yeah. It's great that you're thinking that way, though,
yeah,
Joel.
It's best thing I've always told them, go and find a trade. Do something that... you can rely on, make clean money, not dirty money. Because dirty money attracts tension, you know. It's you can't keep beating them all the time, because in the end they'll just land you.
They'll beat you.
They'll beat you.